when I was at Roostock and we were selling entire homes to people, you know, online, sight unseen, I kept telling myself each year I was there that, okay, next year is the year I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a rental property for income. Never happened. You know, moved down to San Diego with my wife, purchased our home down here. You know, as soon as I started at RealBricks, I purchased shares in all the homes we have, right? Because you can get started for a lot less. I don't have to worry about dealing with the tenants or repairs or the property management team or anything like that. And it's just a much easier way to diversify into real estate.
This is the Epic Real Estate Podcast. Contrarian takes on money, housing, and policy without the guru nonsense.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Our guest today is the co-founder and COO of RealBricks, a fractional real estate investing platform making it possible for anyone to own a share of rental properties, from what I hear, with as little as $100. So please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Nick Roman. Nick, welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I wish I was the co-founder and COO. I'm the head of investor relations here at RealBricks. So it's my job to correspond with anyone who signs up on our platform. And
ChatGPT's got you at a much higher level than that.
I've been here about a year now, and it's been great. I work with our investors who sign up on the platform. So happy to be on with you, and appreciate you taking the time.
Okay. Yeah. No, super. My pleasure. So I guess congratulations are in order. We'll see if chat got this right. But RealBricks just delivered almost 9% annualized returns to the investors over the past year before right, I was actually beating your own projections. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So with the properties we have in Omaha, Nebraska, which is really our core market, we are on pace to land right around an 8% return on the year. If you visit our platform, we have them posted at a 6.5%. So we are very happy with the returns. Those homes have been performing very well, and our investors have been really happy so far.
Got it. Omaha, Nebraska. What do you like about that market?
Yeah. So I live in California, and before I started here, I didn't know a whole lot about Omaha, and I've been pleasantly surprised, right? I mean, it's a growing market in the Midwest, low crime, low unemployment, low cost of living. And it hasn't really seemed to get that institutional stronghold on it yet. There haven't been big institutions coming in and swooping up a bunch of inventory to drive up prices. So it's been going really well there. And then we just recently launched a property in Texas as well, just north of Dallas. I think I lost you there for a second.
Got it. Sweet. Explain to me how, so when you investing in fractional real estate, like are you buying a fraction of a property or are you buying a fraction of a fund? How does that work?
Yeah. And sorry, I think my internet connection might be slightly unstable here, but I think I caught your question, Matt. So the way it works is what you're doing when you visit our platform is you're pulling up a property and you're investing in a number of shares. Now, our investment range is really wide open. You can get started with as little as $100. That's obviously a very small percentage ownership stake, or you could go all the way up to about a 9.5% ownership stake, which is closer to, based on the purchase price, between 25 to 35K. These homes have all gone through what's called a Regulation A offering with the SEC. So what you're doing is you're essentially buying stocks in a company, but what you're buying is stocks in a rental home, right? So that allows you to earn dividends on the property, essentially receiving a rent check, and we pay out quarterly. So every 3 months, you're getting a dividend. What you're essentially buying is a share in the LLC that is on title of that property, and then you're receiving the cash flow, as well as the ability to sell your shares in the future as well when our secondary market gets up and running in the first quarter of next year.
Got it. All right. So if I go in and give you $100 on a particular property, I own $100 of that property, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep. So you're choosing the property you're investing in. It's not a fund or anything like that.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I wanted to understand. So if I went out, is it liquid cash or do you have to wait a certain period?
Yeah. So when you get a dividend, it's just cash, right? That goes back into what's called your RealBricks wallet, where you can then either transfer to your bank or let it sit there and accumulate and reinvest. And then with the liquidity, so we are working on right now on our secondary market. That'll be up and running in the first quarter of next year. That's where you'll be able to go and put up your shares for sale, right? So right now, each individual share on all the properties is $10 a share. The idea will be that you'll be able to visit the secondary marketplace, see what recent trades have been at. Maybe they're selling at $11, $12 a share. Most people are looking at this as a, you know, very long-term investment. So they just plan on continuing to hold onto their shares and cash flow and then selling in the future, just as if you were to go out today, buy a house for $300K, hold on for 10 years and sell it for $500K. The same thing applies here.
Okay, very good. And then the dividend, that's comes from the cash flow, I imagine?
Correct. So Real Bricks is collecting rent each month. These are, you know, tenant occupied homes, paying expenses. And then every 3 months, what's left on top is the cash flow, right? So that's what we distribute to our shareholders.
Got it. And then my shares, well, those will increase in value as the property increases in value.
A lack of capital has killed a lot of dreams, but only for the people who don't know the loophole. If you have a 680 credit score or better and could use up to $150K at 0% to kickstart your next venture, get approval in 30 seconds or less, and you don't even have to talk to anyone at loopholelending.com. Okay, back to the show.
And then my shares, well, those will increase in value as the property increases in value?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. That's cool. Is this just good old-fashioned selling a fraction of the property, like a timeshare type thing, or is there a crypto element to it? A blockchain, that's what I was looking for. So like a blockchain element to it, or just shares?
Just shares, yeah. So it's essentially the same thing as going onto Robinhood and buying stocks in Apple or Amazon. It's just that you're buying stocks in the property. So it's not on the blockchain. There's no crypto involved or anything like that. Potentially something in the future we would look into. But, you know, for now, we're very happy that we're registered and regulated by the SEC. So it's essentially, again, the same thing as buying stocks.
Okay, so I saw that in your history that you were the first sales hire over at Roofstock. Is that accurate? Did we get that one right?
It is. Yeah, I spent about 7 years there, helped build out the retail marketplace. So that's where the majority of my real estate experience comes from. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, I know the name and I know they're an iBuyer, right? That's the category.
Yeah, they do a lot of things. I mean, it's morphed over the years. You know, I mean, kind of the bread and butter when I was there was working with retail investors and sellers, you know, through an exclusive marketplace. It's morphed a little bit since then. But yeah, they do a lot of things.
Got it. So with your experience over there and now over at Real Bricks, what do you see as the biggest advantage that fractional investing has over owning a whole property outright?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk to that from a personal standpoint, right? When I was at Roofstock and we were selling entire homes to people, you know, online, sight unseen, I kept telling myself each year I was there that, okay, next year is the year I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a rental property for income. Never happened. You know, moved down to San Diego with my wife, purchased our home down here. And, you know, as soon as I started at Real Bricks, I purchased shares in all the homes we have, right? Because you can get started for a lot less. I don't have to worry about dealing with the tenants or repairs or the property management team or anything like that. And it's just a much easier way to diversify into real estate. You know, I'm not having to check my account every day like I do on my Robinhood account, you know, to see if it's going up or down. This is a lot more stable. And it's something I'm just consistently adding into. So lots of advantages. You know, I would say the main one would be the cost, right? You don't need to shell out $150K for a down payment. And then just the time consumption, right? You're not dealing with all the other headaches that come along with owning a property outright.
Right. So now with your experience having worked with, you know, everyone from first-time landlords to some of the largest single-family investors, and now I'm probably even looking into institutions and rubbing shoulders with them, what are some of the things that you see that the big players do differently that the small investors could learn from?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. It's all just a matter of scale because everyone wants to be a big investor, right? Everyone wants to cash flow and live off of their passive income. I think that's what makes our platform so powerful is that we can work with the people who don't have a ton right now, but that's kind of their long-term vision, right? I mean, if you start with a $500 investment or a $1,000 investment, that's not going to earn you a ton in the first year. But if you're consistent about just continuing to put more in, and then just reinvesting those dividends, it's really going to turn into something very meaningful. I mean, it's no secret that real estate generates wealth for people long term. And then, you know, for the more experienced, bigger investors that we have, it just makes a lot more sense for them because they already have a portfolio. Maybe they're heading into retirement. They don't want to deal with the property management or tenants anymore, but they want to stay in real estate. So they put some money into this and it's just completely hands off. So yeah, I mean, it's really just a matter of how much you can get started with. And then, you know, we are working on an automated reinvesting feature so you can just set it and forget it, you know, put 500 in a month or whatever, which we're really looking forward to. And yeah, I mean, most people are looking at this as a long-term play, you know, build wealth, pass it on to their kids.
For sure.
You know, and just, yeah.
You guys have been around what, about a year?
We've been up and running and taking on investments for a little over a year since July of last year. Technically, the company started in 2021, but the first three and a half years or so were spent building out the platform and the tech and getting regulatory approvals through with the SEC.
So is it kind of like if it's attached to a house, like is the legal structure like, you know, if you went through and set up a fund, you know, that fund could own a bunch of houses. But if you're investing in the house individually, is like, is each house its own little fund basically?
It's its own LLC. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And so then all of the expenses and the income and the growth from that will all happen inside its own little LLC.
Correct.
So if Real Bricks has a bunch of these houses, a bunch of these LLCs, let's say one of the houses, you know, it just doesn't perform like you thought it was, that's exclusive to that LLC, right? That doesn't impact the other LLCs in the company.
Correct. And when that secondary marketplace is up and running, that's when the liquidity will be key, right? Hey, this property is not performing for me. I'm going to go and sell my shares and liquidate, or just weather the storm and hold on to it, right? It depends whether it's because of vacancy or there's a, you know, market turn or something like that. But that does give you that option.
So this secondary market, is this just going to be exclusive for Real Bricks, or is this like a real secondary market where multiple players like yourself could deal in there?
Yeah. So the first iteration will be everything will just be right on the Real Bricks platform. And we also have an app that's available on both the iPhone and the Android. And it'll just be like pulling up Robinhood, right? You're putting up your shares for sale and there's a buyer on the other side. And then, you know, we're potentially looking into partnerships with some of the larger, you know, platforms out there, getting an API with some sort of trading platforms that people can buy and sell their shares through a different type of platform. So that's really exciting, you know, like a Robinhood or that type of platform, just to make the whole concept of buying real estate a lot easier.
Got it. So when someone comes through, then once the secondary market is up, they could kind of invest in two different ways, right? They could buy the shares directly from you, or they could buy them on the secondary market.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Very good. So again, like Omaha is named one of the, U.S. News just named it one of the hottest housing markets in America, right? And so that's a good place. And you're heavily invested in there, obviously. So what do most people not realize about that market?
If you don't live in the Midwest or in Omaha, it's one of those markets that people don't really think of, right? When they hear about investment opportunities, which to me is almost a good thing, right? I mean, if we could all go back 25 years and invest in Austin or Nashville, right? I think we all would. Not saying that Omaha will get to that level, but it's certainly still under the radar. But things like that U.S. News World Report have been popping up more and more recently. I mean, there's people taking notice, with housing prices still being, you know, very affordable. So the price to rent ratios have worked out really well. You know, there's young people moving there. And yeah, I mean, pretty much every statistic that I've seen out of Omaha is a positive one. So we're very bullish on that market. Doesn't mean that we're just going to continue to buy in Omaha, right? We're going to continue to expand and enter new areas across the country. I'm on the phone all day and people will bring up certain areas that maybe we hadn't thought of before. So I bring that to the team, right? This property that we have in Texas is in an area called Princeton, which is just north of Dallas, one of the fastest growing parts of the country per census data. So very happy with that one as well. I think we might be adding some more inventory there. And yeah, I mean, with inventory, really the sky's the limit, right? We want to be in as many markets as possible moving forward.
So are you guys managing your own properties, or are you subbing that out?
Third-party property management.
Mm-hmm. Third-party property management, okay. And then on these properties, are you using leverage to acquire them? Or are you just using what's collected over the platform to buy?
Yeah, great question. So no leverage. So that's a big difference with us and some other providers out there, is for all the Omaha properties we have, we purchased those cash a few years ago, just with the private fundraising that we did to start the company. And then the property that we have in Texas is actually through a partnership with a home builder. So instead of them waiting for the home to be finished and staging it and holding open houses and dealing with offers, 45-day close, they put it through a Regulation A with our platform, and the home's not even finished, completed, not even done construction yet, right? So it's an easier way for them to sell. So if that pilot program goes well, that really opens up the floodgates for new inventory, because they are a very large national home builder.
With the, when you're buying these shares, how do you determine, like, where's the value determined? Is it at the point of purchase, and then that dictates how many shares that you can sell of that property?
Yeah. So if I'm getting your question right now, when you're going on to Real Bricks and you're purchasing shares, it's technically a mini IPO, right? Because all the shares right now in every property are being offered at $10 a share. You can start with as little as $100 and you can go all the way up to a 9.5% ownership stake, which again is going to be, you know, around 30K. A lot of people start in between there, obviously. And then on the secondary market, the idea will be that there's going to be constant valuations on the home to kind of show you what the value of the home would be based against, you know, how many shares you own and what you could potentially sell your shares for. So we're seeing it being, you know, much more fluctuating marketplace where, you know, it's maybe gone up in the last few months. So I'm going to sell half of my shares or all of my shares, right? Maybe move into a different property because we just entered a new market. Kind of gamifies it a bit more.
Right. But it is each home, like if it's $10 a share, then there's going to be more shares available in a $200,000 house than there is a $100,000 house, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. And on each listing page, it'll tell you how many shares total are being offered through our platform and then how many are remaining.
But the number of shares on a property, that's fixed. That doesn't fluctuate.
Correct.
Just the value of the shares fluctuates.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm just thinking, like, what would protect the consumer from you overselling a property?
Yeah, there's a fixed number of shares on each property when it goes live. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it sounds pretty straightforward. Am I missing anything or is it really that simple?
You know, again, I'm on the phones all day and some phone calls take 2 minutes and then the person invests, right? I mean, it is really simple. You know, just a much easier way to get into real estate for anyone who has invested before. I'm sure a good amount of your followers have, right? In buying properties. It's a lot of work. So, you know, for actual real estate, what's that?
Is it, no kidding. No, it's,
yeah,
nothing passive about it really, at least not in the beginning.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is really for everyone, right? From the newbie getting started with a couple hundred dollars up to the person who's way more experienced, put in 25K and they're getting some pretty solid dividends right off the bat. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of it, right? Is it's really for everyone, really easy to do. When you sign up on our platform, you know, you put your information in just as if you were opening some sort of account with a brokerage. Everything's very secure with us. Again, SEC registered. And yeah, just a much easier way to invest in real estate and generate some actual passive income.
So the two main profit centers are going to be appreciation and the cash flow and the dividends, right? Are indirect tax benefit passing through to shareholders?
Yeah, interesting question. So it is really more treated like a stock that you own. So what we do is we send out a 1099 DIV form at the end of the year. So it's certainly not as complicated as owning a property outright with appreciation and all the write-offs and things like that. So it's pretty straightforward. It's, again, treated just like owning stocks.
Got it. Are you guys actively buying or are you kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this real estate market?
Yeah. So for the one in Texas we have through that home builder, we are on a timeline with that one. So we have through, I believe, the middle of December to sell out all the shares on that one. So that's really what we're pushing for right now. And if that goes well with that home builder, that's going to allow us to go in and do more homes with them, right? Whether it's in that same market or a different market. So once that pilot program is up, obviously it'll be pretty much middle of holiday time. So it'll be a bit slower at that time. But the idea is that heading into the new year, we're going to be entering new markets and adding new inventory.
If you had to make a bold prediction for real estate over the next 12 months, what would it be and why?
I think the appetite is there, you know, and I think the appetite for fractional real estate is there. A lot of it's just uncovered because not many people know about this. One of our main competitors raised $27 million yesterday, and they're going to go out and finance a bunch more homes and get a lot more inventory up on their site. So it's real estate. There's obviously plenty of room for multiple players in the space. As far as the prediction goes, I mean, you know, it's hard to say. No one has a crystal ball. I've always been a big believer in the single family rental industry. It's just such a straightforward investment. You've got a house, a tenant paying rents and expenses, and then there's cash flow on top, right? With the ability to capture some appreciation. So I would say fractional real estate really shining in 2026 would be my bold prediction, I would say.
Awesome. Well, so if someone wanted to get in touch or learn more about it, they go to realbricks.com. Is that right?
Yep, realbricks.com. We've also set up a code for your followers. It's a pretty easy one. It's just EPIC50,
okay.
No spaces. So EPIC50.
50% off the shares?
So it'll actually get you an extra $50 in shares on your first investment.
Got it.
In the property that you're investing in. And yeah, I mean, I'm the head of investor relations, so it's my job to talk with people on the phone and correspond over text. My email is pretty easy. It's just my name. So nickroman@realbricks.com. My phone number is all over the platform as well. And yeah, pretty easy to get a hold of.
Super. All right. So go to realbricks.com. As for Nick, use the code EPIC50 and get an extra $50 bonus in shares. Well, Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure. Let's stay in touch and let's see how you're doing in 12 months.
Thanks so much, Matt. Really appreciate it.
By the time mainstream media reports the truth, it's already too late. That's why we built the Shadow Capital Brief, to decode money, housing, and policy before everyone else. Subscribe today, shadowcapitalbrief.com. All right, back to the show.
And look, I believe that property tax is the most unconstitutional tax in America. I mean, think about it. You work hard, you pay income tax, you buy a house, you pay sales tax, you pay the mortgage off, and you own it free and clear. But if you stop paying the rent to the county, they take it back. You never actually own it. You're just a tenant with a really expensive down payment. And right now, that rent is exploding. But here's the secret the county does not want you to know. They are guessing. According to a 2025 analysis by Realtor.com, over 40% of U.S. properties are over-assessed. That means nearly half the people watching this video are writing a check for an amount that is legally wrong. But while most people just grumble and pay it, a small group of homeowners are quietly fighting back. They aren't hiring expensive lawyers. They aren't moving to the woods. They are using three specific backdoors in the tax code, from rent-a-cow schemes to ugly house arguments, to slash their bills. And in this video, I'm gonna hand you the keys. The first method is what I call the Yellowstone loophole. So when you hear agricultural exemption, you probably think of tractors and thousands of acres of corn. You think, well, I live in the suburbs, that's not for me. Wrong. Developers have been using this for years. An investigation by Suncoast Searchlight found over 1,000 LLCs tied to major developers using something called the rent-a-cow loophole. They lease their future construction sites to a cattle grazer for a few weeks, pay a fraction of the taxes, and save millions. But guess what? You can do it too. In states like Texas, Florida, and Colorado, you don't need a herd of cattle. You just need to change the use of your land. It's called wildlife management. If you switch your land use from just sitting there to supporting native habitat, your tax bill can drop by 98%. And you don't need a buffalo. You need to put up birdhouses. You need to control erosion. You need to clear some brush. Or look at beekeeping. In many jurisdictions, putting two hives in the backyard qualifies you as a farm. You hire a local beekeeper to manage them, you pay him a few hundred bucks, and you save thousands in taxes. You get honey, you get a tax break, the county gets nothing. It's the sweetest deal in real estate. Method number two is for everyone who doesn't have acreage. It's called the ugly house strategy. Here's how the assessor values your house. They use a mass appraisal computer system. It looks at your square footage, your bedroom count, and the sale of that flipped house down the street with the marble countertops. And it assumes your house is just as nice. This is called sales chasing. And it creates a massive error because the computer doesn't know your truth. It doesn't know your kitchen cabinets are from 1987. It doesn't know your windows rattle when the garbage truck goes by. In the appraisal world, this is called functional obsolescence. It means your house works, but it doesn't work well by modern standards. And that reduces value. According to Bankrate, only about 3-5% of homeowners ever appeal their taxes. But of those who do, 30-50% win. Those are much better than Vegas odds. Now, you don't want to walk in there complaining. Walk in there with photos of the cracked driveway, photos of the water stains, photos of the pink tile. Now, you may love your pink tile, but most people think it's ugly. Your ugly features are tax assets. Stop hiding them. Highlight them. Maybe it's just the one guest room that you haven't gotten around to redecorating, and now it's the catch-all room. We all got one of those. Take pictures of that room, lots of pictures of that one. Make the assessor admit that your house is worth less than his algorithm says it is. And the third way is the one that makes me the angriest, because it is literally free money that you are leaving on the table. It is the senior freeze or homestead exemption. The LA County assessor recently admitted that nearly one-third of homeowners don't claim their exemptions. That is $30 million in needless taxes paid every single year. Why? Because the government is bad at marketing. They don't send you a birthday card saying, "Happy 65th, here's your tax break." They hope you forget. If you're over 65 or 55 in some states, you likely qualify for a circuit breaker that locks in your valuation. In Texas, school taxes are frozen the day you turn 65. In Illinois, the assessment is frozen. In California, there is a $7,000 reduction just for living there. This isn't welfare. This isn't a handout. You pay taxes your whole life. This is your dividend. Check your county website today. Search homestead exemption. And if you don't file the form, you are voluntarily donating your retirement money to a government that is just going to waste it on a failed trolley project or a bullet train to nowhere. Now, maybe you don't have bees. Maybe your house is brand new. Maybe you aren't 65. Does that mean you lose? No. Because love him or hate him, Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act just changed the game on deductions. If you can't lower the property tax bill itself, you can now deduct four times as much of it from your federal income taxes, even if you didn't vote for him. The SALT cap, SALT and local tax, just jumped from $10,000 to $40,000. So even if the county screws you, the IRS might bail you out. But here's the bottom line. Whether it's putting birdhouses in the backyard or filing for senior freeze, you have to take action. The system is designed to be a lazy tax. It profits from your inaction. And treating your home like a business, where you fight every expense, is one of your survival strategies from this day moving forward. That's the economy we live in right now. We need everything we got. But taxes are just one leak in the boat. There are other risks, invisible liens, title fraud, insurance gaps, that are all quietly draining your equity while you sleep.
If you've been grinding for deals and coming up empty, you're not alone. That's why we created a way for frustrated investors to finally get cash flowing income property without the hassle. Go to frustratedinvestor.com. And now, back to the show.
You know what I've realized after years of covering these stories? Every time you think you've got your home situation figured out, there's another angle you didn't even know existed. Whether it's property tax traps, title fraud, data brokers selling your address, or insurance companies finding new ways to jack up your rates, the system has gotten really good at finding homeowners' blind spots. And here's the thing, most of us are managing our homes like we're just paying bills, not like we're protecting our biggest asset. Over the years, I've come across different tools and services that I've used myself to plug these gaps. Some are for taxes, some for privacy, some for legal protection, and I kept thinking, there's got to be a better way to see the whole picture instead of just stumbling across these solutions one at a time. So I put something together called protectmyhome.inc. The idea is simple. Run your home like a business, guarded, protected, financially efficient. There's a quick 60-second checkup that looks at your situation and shows you which areas might need attention. Most people who take it discover three or four things that they never even considered. Not scary stuff, just blind spots. The kind of things where you go, I probably should look into that. At minimum, you'll know what you're dealing with. At best, you might save yourself some serious headaches down the road. Look, it's just information. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. But if you want to see where you might have some gaps, it takes about a minute and it's completely free. Go to protectmyhome.inc and take the 60-second home checkup. Protectmyhome.inc. The link's in the description and there might be a QR code right here too. I'll see you there.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.